Welcome to another edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess here on Giants.com. I'm Bob Popple, along with the Senior VP of Communications, Pat Hanlon. Patty, are you ready for Cowboys Week?
I'm ready to turn the page on last week's effort in Philly. And let's go to Big D.
All right, we got Fooch.
There he goes.
The best we've ever seen, Fooch.
Don't get me started.
Lucas.
You know what? Keep that there.
Focus.
Yeah.
Focus. You're going to talk the talk? Got to walk the walk, Paul. Hey, this team, too much yapping. I don't remember a Giant team yapping this much, and they forgot to play a game.
Paul Schwartz of the New York Post.
Put it back on?
Yeah.
You look like Groucho Marx.
Really, I think, to make sure the Giants are properly focused, I think he should keep that on this whole segment to really hammer the point home that talk is cheap. Play the game. You know what? The talking beforehand had very little to
Nothing
do with it.
It
was, some of it was entertaining. Some of it was
stupid.
Some of it was
juvenile,
unfortunate,
adolescent,
with pictures and things like
pointless,
that. Coach wasn't too happy with it.
Well,
he thought they lost their focus.
Well, you know what? That I don't disagree with.
Okay, good.
And even the coach said, I don't think we were there. You know, the preparation
wasn't there.
I think human nature took hold. And shame on the Giants after three straight wins, hearing about, even though the Eagles were winning, that they were weakened. Foles is not playing great. LeSean McCoy is not playing great. You bought into all that hype, non-hype.
I disagree. We sat here last week and said, listen, they might be struggling right now, but at any moment, given the weapons that they have down there, they can explode. Guess what?
Did your team play that way on either side of the ball? The offensive and defensive lines.
Something was missing. You're right.
Something was missing.
We did not go into that environment. You know what you were going to get on a Sunday night in Philadelphia?
Right.
And you know that you have got to go in and weather the initial emotional storm of that game and match the intensity of the opponent.
We never
did that.
I thought the Giants were actually...
No excuses. We didn't do it.
After that opening drive in which the Eagles just blitzed downfield, and then the Giants held them to a field goal.
Like,
you know what?
Right.
Not bad here.
Right,
okay.
Exactly.
But then they came...
Then they don't get the first down on the third and one, and then they come back down again, and it's 10-0, and now you start... That's where the offense
needed
to respond.
Right. You have to respond.
They took a punch... And they didn't respond.
Now here,
that's
here,
right.
They didn't respond.
And that's what we've all admitted this week.
And the upsetting part is I bought into this offensive line. I bought in. I thought, you know what? They're showing me something. It wasn't like they got overpowered. They just ran past them. It was like stunts and quickness. They just couldn't keep up with the Eagles' speed. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, and I know that the coach does the right thing after the game, and he says, well, it starts with me.
Right.
We got to do a better job. We got to do a better job preparing. We got to coach them better. But really, if Vince Lombardi, Tom Landry came back, the performance by the individuals,
you still got to set the
game out of that.
Justin Pugh is one of the more dependable players on this team. Would you agree now? In only a second.
And it wasn't just Justin Pugh.
No, but I'm saying he said he played the worst game of his life, and he was terrible. So if you can't that's something the coaches check off. Okay, we feel good about this, and now you have to wipe that out because it didn't work. The defensive line has not done a great job against the run all year, but it hasn't been like it was in Philadelphia, where
they let guys
get
outside.
Control, you force them to the inside. There was no containment. The edges were not secured in any way. And this was simple, not simple to stop LeSean McCoy, but it's simple technical stuff that were ignored.
And guess what?
Ignored
they never
by
touched
the
Foles.
Whole team.
They never touched him. You can't go into a game where Eli gets sacked 8 times and the other quarterback doesn't get touched.
He wasn't even great.
Foles
tried to keep the Giants in
Correct.
The game. Because
yes.
the few times that the Giants got pressure,
yeah.
he threw one big interception,
but they didn't capitalize.
What don't
two
you agree with?
We had done a good job against the run up until last week.
Not great.
But they've given up these big chunk plays.
I got you.
It's not as good as last year.
Here comes DeMarco Murray. I mean, the guy looks like Jim Brown every week. 160
There's
yards.
There's that name again, Jim Brown.
Well, I'm just saying.
Great lacrosse player from Long Island.
I don't know how you can say that the Giants stopped this guy when nobody else
Well, but here, listen. The NFL is all about preying on the other guy's weaknesses. or if a team's injured,
get banged up a little bit. Yep.
The right tackle's out. The left tackle's got an ankle sprain. It's not a high ankle sprain. They say he could probably play. Mm-hmm. He probably is going to play. But they're weakened. Now JPP has to dominate. Now Kiwanuka, DeMontre Moore, they've got to assert themselves and impose their will.
Right, because this offensive line is getting tremendous praise, rightly so. Look, the Cowboys finally got it right, unfortunately for you. The Cowboys finally got it right and said, we're going to build this team the right way.
Finally, 20 years.
Three first-round draft picks on the offensive line. Now you said right tackle gone, left tackle hurting. We'll see how. You know, Smith was named the NFC Offensive Player of the Week. An offensive lineman, that's unheard of. That shows how good that offensive line was. They didn't give it to Murray. They gave it to an offensive lineman. So, yes, it's weakened, but we'll see.
Was it Stephen Jones that pulled that Manziel card out of his father's hand? Because it was a good pull.
The son finally saved the father. But how did the Giants establish a running game? Because without Jennings out, to me, that's the most important part of this game. You've got to keep the Cowboys off the field. You've got to get a running game going. And I don't know. Maybe
the offensive line has got to get back to doing
their job. But my point is, maybe the loss of Jennings is too much to overcome.
You know, DeMarcus Ware is not there anymore. Look at the Cowboys' personnel. You know, people went into this season saying the Cowboys might have the worst defense in football.
Everybody,
which shows you what people know. Right.
Well,
not much.
First of all, the season's not over. Right. They're allowing what, 5 yards a rushing attempt? Mm-hmm. They're giving up yards. This is Eli Manning, and I think the people in Dallas got a little bent out of shape.
They gave up a lot of yards last week.
Eli said,
Seattle.
When I look out there, I wasn't familiar with them. Like, he doesn't know the names. How do you know the names of this
and
Dallas
they didn't
defense?
They knew their defense of personnel was bad. Just based on you look at the trades that they made at the end of camp and the fact that they took a flyer on Rolando McClain, who couldn't make it in Baltimore.
Playing well now.
He is, but what I'm saying is they knew that their personnel wasn't that good. But they're playing. Rod Marinelli's a good coordinator.
This is not a game where the Giants go in and say, we can't figure out a way to solve this defense. The Giants should be able to move the ball. Eli should be able to throw the ball. I mean, I'm not saying you're going to score 40 points, but this is not a defense you look at and say, we got a lot of problems. Yep.
Here's a defense's best friend, an offense that leads the league in time of possession.
Correct. And then that's what they do. They play keep away. All right, predictions for this week.
24-21 Cowboys.
You've never sounded better.
Better.
I think the Giants can keep it close, but I don't like the Giants in this game. You know, I need to see more, Pat. I need to see more from your offense, your defense, your lines.
I need to see more.
Well,
I'm with you.
So what's your prediction?
Let's go down to Dallas and let's play the game.
There you go.
Let's show Paulie what he wants to see. More.
More.
More. Mm. More. Including some DeMontre Moore. For Fooch, Paul Schwartz of The Post, and, of course, Senor Hanlon.
I've always said this segment ought to be 10 minutes.
There you go. But, and it is. We are out of time. Thanks for joining us for this edition of Giants Online, fueled by Hess here on Giants.com. Enjoy your football, everybody.